Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for today is Luke chapter 13, a gospel lesson for this morning. It is a warning for all of us from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Strive to enter through the narrow door, Luke 13, verse 24. You know, history is full of disasters. Some are natural, some are man-made, but Jesus warns us of the greatest disaster, the greatest catastrophe of all time, which is still to come, which is Judgment Day. Hebrews 9:27 says, it is destined for man to die once and then to face judgment. We will all stand before the judgment seat of God. As sinners, we know we are guilty. We know we deserve judgment, and there seems to be no way out for us. But Jesus offers us hope. Hope in the form of a narrow door. Strive to enter through the narrow door. God does provide a way of escape. It's not a great number of ways to escape. It's not a multitude of ways or many ways to escape. In fact, it's only one way to escape the coming judgment, the narrow door. But that's the way it's always been. When disaster strikes, many times the path of escape is one narrow path, one narrow door, which leads to salvation. That was true in the case of the first judgment that came on the world, the Great Flood. Before I get to Noah's Ark, I want to talk about a different ship. On April 10th, 1912, the HMS Titanic sailed out of Southampton on its maiden voyage to New York City. The Titanic was considered to be the greatest ship ever built. Some people called it unsinkable. Well, I think you know what happened. 5 days later, the Titanic laid at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. Late in the evening on April 14th, the Titanic struck an iceberg 300 miles off the coast of Newfoundland. As soon as the Titanic hit that iceberg, 1,500 people were dead. They just didn't realize it yet. The nearest ship, the Carpathia, was 58 miles away, far too far away to be there in time to save the passengers of the doomed ship. And there were, as you probably know, not nearly enough lifeboats to save all 2,200 passengers and crew. The Titanic was a sinking ship. Your only hope of surviving a sinking ship, especially in those iceberg-infested waters, is a lifeboat. But only 700 people made it to the lifeboats. The rest all perished. It's a disaster. That's a reminder to all of us that when disaster hits, there aren't always many ways to escape. Sometimes there is only one way. That was true on the Titanic. It was also true in the times of Noah. Genesis 6 tells us that God had seen the great evil and bloodshed caused by man. And by his righteous judgment, he wanted to call for judgment upon all of mankind. God would send his judgment in the form of a great flood that would cover the earth with water. Nothing would escape from the great flood, not land, not animals, not people. Nothing, except for those who would use the one escape route God provided. Not a multitude, not many, not lots of them. One. It was a great ship. We call it Noah's Ark. God told Noah to build a huge ark, 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. But God designed the ark with one door. The ark would be the only thing to survive the great flood. The ark was huge, but it only had one door. Only those animals and people who entered through that door would be saved. Now, as I said, the ark was huge. It had more than enough room for Noah and his family, for two of every kind of animal, and food, water, and supplies necessary to take care of the animals. So why did God have Noah build it so big? Well, 2 Peter 2:5 gives us a clue. It says, Noah is a preacher of righteousness. 2 Peter 2:5 says, if God did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others. Noah is a preacher of righteousness, preaching to the people, I believe, get on the ark. Save yourself from the coming judgment. Come on board. There's room for more. Enter through that door and be saved. We can imagine what the people's reaction might have been to Noah's preaching and his ark building? Laughter, ridicule, mocking. Come on, Noah. Why'd you build the ark in the middle of nowhere? Rain, come on. There's not a cloud in the sky. The weatherman hasn't forecast any rain for the next 10 years. He's never wrong. Crazy old Noah. What does he know? For many years, maybe decades, Noah continued to preach about the one door to salvation, the door to the ark that he built. Then one day, Noah quit preaching. God led the animals into the ark two by two, and on that same day, Noah and his family entered the ark. And then comes this, I think, powerful verse. And the Lord shut him in. Noah didn't close the door to the ark. God did. Noah didn't close the ark door. God closed the door of the ark. As soon as God closes that door, everyone outside of the ark, everyone who did not enter through that door, was already dead, even though they didn't know it. They just didn't realize it yet. Revelation 3:7 is a great verse. It says, what God opens, no one can shut, and what God shuts, no one can open. When God closed the door of the ark, there was no power in all of the earth that was going to open that door, not even Noah himself. When God shuts, no one can open. At that point, the opportunity for salvation had passed. The door was shut, and the door to salvation was closed. Which brings us to our gospel lesson today. If you don't know the rest of that story, you can read it in Genesis 6, 7, and 8. I encourage you to do so. But let's move on to our gospel lesson. Because we are in times similar to Noah when he was that preacher of righteousness, telling people about one door to salvation. Judgment is coming. The greatest catastrophe the earth has ever seen, even greater than the flood. We have brought the judgment on ourselves through our sin. Like the people of Noah's time, we have gone against God's command. We have worshipped other gods. We have hated others and acted in sin. The judgment is self-inflicted. It is something we brought on ourselves. But the Lord has, just as in the times of Noah, in his grace and in his mercy, provided a way of escape. Not many ways, not a multitude of ways, not lots of different ways, not 10, not 5, not 2, just one. One door to salvation, the narrow door. Jesus says, strive to enter through the narrow door. So what is the narrow door? The only way to escape the coming judgment. Well, I'm not going to leave you in suspense. It's Jesus. Jesus says in John 10:9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. Notice Jesus doesn't say, I am a door. And he doesn't say, you know, I'm one of many doors. You can pick any of them and they'll all get you the same place. No, he says, I'm the door, the one and only. The one who enters by me will be saved. You know, in any building, there are lots of different doors, aren't there? There are doors to rooms, doors to offices, doors to the kitchen, doors to the closet. But if you're in a building that catches on fire, the only door you are interested in finding is one that has a sign over it. And that sign has four letters on it. E-X-I-T. Exit. You don't care about the closet door. You don't care about the kitchen door. You don't care about the office door. All you care about is the exit door. When the building's on fire, when it's a matter of life and death, you are looking for the way of escape. And it might be one door, but you're going to do everything you can to get through that door. Jesus is the only exit from the coming judgment. He's the only, the narrow door is the exit door. The world is on fire. The world is coming under judgment from sin and all its evil. And Jesus is the only exit out. He says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. So how do we enter? If Jesus is the door, I mean, how do we enter through that door? Well, the Bible makes that pretty clear. It's by believing in him and trusting him for our salvation. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Notice God's not trying to make it hard. He's not locking the door or saying you have to jump through some hoops. No. We make it difficult because we keep trying other doors. But God's trying to make it as easy as possible. He wants everybody to find the exit. And the exit is Jesus. We don't have to pay money. We don't have to do great things. We don't have to accomplish mighty deeds. There is no requirements that way. All we have to do is to believe. As John 3:36 says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. See, Jesus is not one of many doors. He's the only door. And Jesus is not one of many names by which we can be saved. He is the only name. He's the one and only Savior from sin and death. There is no other name under heaven by which we might be saved other than that of Jesus Christ. That's what Peter preached. Why? Well, because only Jesus, God in the flesh, lived a perfect life for you. Why? Only Jesus died a sacrificial death to pay for each and every one of your sins. Why? Because only Jesus rose from the dead so that he could open the way of eternal life for everyone who believes in him. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven among men by which we might be saved. Acts 4:12. The Bible makes it clear that there's only one door, not many doors. There's one Savior, not many Saviors, and Jesus is the one and only Savior from sin and death. Buddha did not live a perfect life for you. Muhammad did not die on a cross for you. Confucius didn't rise from the dead. Jesus did all those things, and he did them for you so that you might have everlasting life. That's why he's the only name that we can be saved by. And that's why Jesus is the name that is above every name. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:9-11. You see, Jesus is the only door, the only exit out of here. Jesus is the only name by which we might be saved. And Jesus is the only way to salvation. We can't do it by our own efforts. We can't do it by our own goodness. We can't do it by our own works. No amount of niceness will get you to heaven. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Jesus explains to us that he is the only way to salvation. The Bible makes it so very clear. There are not many doors to salvation. Strive to enter through the narrow door, the one narrow door, the only exit from the coming judgment. There is only one door out of here to escape the coming judgment. There is only one way by which we can go to heaven. And there is only one name by which all of us can be saved. And that name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.